What's going on, pursuers? Welcome to The Pursuit of Calling, the podcast that provides you with the strategies and tools needed to successfully discover and pursue your calling. Whether it's through inspiring stories, thought-provoking interviews, or quick, insightful episodes on personal growth and development, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Thomas Carney. Enjoy the episode. How's it going, pursuers? You're going to want to stay to the end of the episode because I got a gift for you. I got a free gift for you, so go ahead, stay till the end. All right, let's dive in. So, got some health updates. Kinda. Not much has changed in my health. If you know, I have a chronic condition, chronic pain. My pain has increased, but even though not much has changed in my condition, my perspective has. So I have increased pain, and instead of worrying about it, instead of wallowing in that worry, I believe God is using it as a tool to reach others. So I've been posting on social media every day for the last like 2.5, maybe 3 weeks, like minus like 2 days. I missed a couple days. It's okay. About how everyone has been made for more. Maybe you've seen these episodes. A few times I've talked about living with chronic pain in these reels and how that the experience of living with chronic pain has shifted my mindset around my purpose and my calling. It was during this time of struggling to understand what was happening that I actually discovered my true calling, to provide people with the tools needed to successfully discover and pursue their God-given calling. This is why I have the merch now, guys. This is why I have the merch that says on the back, "You were made for more." It's because I believe, one, that everyone has been made for more. Everybody has been made, and everybody has a calling on their lives. So I had to think, what comes before you discover your calling? You got to know that you actually have one. So whenever you wear this shirt, whenever you wear the merch, you have the coffee mug or the hoodie, whatever merch I decide to create in the future with that message on it, it tells everybody around you that sees this that they were made for more. And the reason I mentioned about my chronic pain and condition is because I want to tie this message in more heavily with that. That's my goal moving forward, is to tie what the enemy meant for evil and let God turn it for good. Sorry if that laugh was a little much in the mic. I want to focus on people with chronic conditions. I don't know how it will work. I don't know how it's going to turn out. But I can imagine, I'm almost positive that there are people who are at where I was, who are in a state of constant worry, constant anxiety, because they feel like their pain is their purpose. They're struggling with their place in the world because of their health condition. I want to let you know, if you're listening to this right now and you're in that situation, pain and limitations don't disqualify you. They can be a platform for your purpose. You know, pain is an inevitable thing in this life, whether it's chronic or not. And us in chronic pain, we do have it hard, like obviously. Pain sucks. Also, though, we have a larger opportunity to grow more in less time because we don't have any other choice. It's either stay where you are and wallow in self-pity and anxiety, and that's not stay in a state that's not going to help you or serve you. Or you start utilizing this pain and live that life you've been called to live, because you've been made for more. There's a calling for you to discover and for you to pursue. If you have somebody in your life that needs to hear this message, go ahead and share this episode with them right now. So I want to say the Made for More message, it's to say that your identity in Christ is bigger than your struggles. You might have caught on to this by now if you didn't know this about me already, that I'm a Christian. And I believe that you were created by a God that loves you, that created a, that also had a calling for you that is unique to you, that fits you like a glove. I want to say there's in the Bible, Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created for good works. That means even you who are in a chronic condition, 2 Corinthians 12:9, his power is made perfect in weakness. We realize we can't do everything ourselves, not depending on our own limited abilities, but relying on the God of the universe to be our strength and fill the gaps where we are lacking. Guys, everybody has to do this. Everybody has the opportunity to let God fill that gap. But we with chronic health conditions, we have this like almost actual gift to say, I have this obvious gap, this obvious limitation. God, can you fill it? Can you stand in the gap for me by sending people into my path to help me fill the gap? And then how can I stand in the gap for others? Okay. Bit of a shorter, I've been doing a little bit more shorter pinpointed episodes recently. I want you to reflect. Here's a little something I want you to do. Reflect on an area where life feels limiting. And that goes for you who don't have a chronic health condition. Reflect on an area where life feels limiting. Ask yourself, how could God use this as a tool to bless others? If you're not a Christian, how can this limitation be used be seen as a tool for acceleration for calling or purpose? Because I honestly don't care. I do, but I don't at this moment. If you right now believe in God, because I know you have a calling on your life, and I believe if you lean into that purpose, you lean into this calling, that you'll find God. And I believe also that regardless, your calling isn't for you. So no matter what, if you lean into your calling, you're going to be serving others and the world is going to become a better place. So share this with a friend who needs the reminder that they were made for more. Okay, I mentioned at the beginning of this episode that there was a free gift for you. So I want to say, I've been doing an offer for 3 free coaching sessions, but I want to throw something else in there too. If you sign up for the 3 free coaching sessions at the end, I'm also going to throw in a free "You Were Made for More" t-shirt, so you can let everybody else around you know that they were made for more, and that you, and as a reminder to yourself that you were made for more. So that's 3 free coaching sessions and a free "You Were Made for More" shirt, as a personal reminder that you were made for more. And I was going to throw this about the importance of perseverance when results like merch sales aren't immediate. I'm happy to say I finally broke even on the Bristol Calling Shop. And honestly, I only need one more sale to pay for the first month after the free trial is over. Not really a free trial. It's a $1 a month trial for 3 months. So in October, I got to pay like $40. And I want to say the goal of this store is not to make a profit. It's just to keep it open and spread the message. It's not about profit. It's not about profit. It's about purpose. So guys, if you enjoyed this episode of the Pursuit of Calling podcast, go ahead and share this episode out on Instagram and share it with your friends through text, whatever. But share it on Instagram, share wherever you would like to share this episode. Just please share it. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and do all the fun things. And then finally, guys, I want to tell you that you were made for more one last time. All right. Keep pursuing your calling. I'll see you next time.